Here we are, week four of the series of the Chakra Challenge, visiting Chakra 3, the solar plexus. What we have audibly for you to understand what we went through are two skits done by Christy and myself to take you on a journey of what it felt like emotionally for us through the solar plexus. This has been one of the deepest weeks we have experienced together and separately. So, buckle up, grab a box of tissues, nice hot tea. I know it's a million degrees outside. If you're living in Oklahoma, I get it. You don't want hot tea. Get an iced one. It's fine. But I hope you all really enjoy our depiction of our emotions. And we really hope that we can help the collective with what we go through to share that with everybody. We really love you all so much, and we want to share this journey with you to always remember you are not alone and that there's more on the other side of whatever you're going through. Don't ever let what you're going through win in the sense of taking over your mind, body, soul complex. Allow yourself to feel it. Understand it, to understand it, and release it. Buckle up, grab your tea. It's time to go. Bye. All right. Well, I'll see you guys later.
Hey, bye, girl. Have a great evening.
Okay. Doing this to myself over and over and over again. I just keep going back to the same shit that just, it's not fulfilling. It's not what I want to be. It's not what I want to do. And I'm just so miserable. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Why am I doing this? Why can't I get out of my own way? I just keep on and keep on. Okay, just get it together. Just get it together. Just get it together. Fuck, I can't. If I don't fucking do something, I'm going to be so miserable. And I won't be out of my head ever. This cycle has to stop. These patterns have to be broken. I have to do the healing. I have to do the healing.
Are you leaving?
Yeah. Have fun tonight. Oh my God. Why am I feeling like this? What is this that I'm feeling? Why does this feeling feel so familiar to me? I have to let it go. This is a feeling. This is not my feeling. I gotta get out of my head. Gotta get it out. I have to heal this. I have to let it go. This is a familiar feeling that I'm having. This is so familiar to me.
We know it was deep. We know it was emotional. But we had to introduce you into what was about to be a very raw and real conversation between two sisters willing to share our deepest and darkest thus far. Christy, I know that this has been a journey for you. So sharing with each other this last week of what we went through with our solar plexus has been emotional.
It has been very emotional. Very emotional.
I agree. Really just wanting to dive in and give you guys a understanding, just what we went through, more deep into how we processed, how we eliminated everything. The solar plexus, you know, really focuses on your nervous system, your adrenal area, your kidneys, your liver, the gallbladder, this whole area we really was focusing on. And for me personally, I felt like I had an ulcer all during the week of the solar plexus. How was that area for you? What did your gut feel like?
I also had like just, oh, it was like I had the hiccups a lot. So that
during
was,
the week?
During the week. And that was really weird. But it was almost like, yeah, like it felt like a stomach pain. It was really weird.
I experienced the same thing. So I know that vibrationally aligning, we both understand now when, yeah, when we get to that solar plexus. I know,
yeah.
It's going to feel some type of way.
It is.
Yeah. And so for me personally, I really did feel that whole area kind of being disrupted. And it genuinely felt like what I imagine an ulcer feels like. It felt like I had irritable bowel. It felt like I had to burp a lot. I felt like I was purging. Mm-hmm. The best way to put it, I was purging that week.
Yeah, I had some purging too. I had some similar purging too. Like, my stomach was making all kinds of weird noises. No, <I'm just
kidding. laughs> He was like, I was just rubbing on my feet and all of a sudden it was...
Yeah, I felt that too. Like, it was just like, whoa, what is this?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. It was, what I noticed is, you know, the solar plexus area is the nerve area, your adrenal glands. And the funny, like, running joke with me has always been like, what can I do today to shock my adrenal glands and make sure they remember who the fuck I am? You know, like, make sure my body remembers I like to freak out. That has been one of the biggest journeys for me as a fucking human, as what I'm, this human experience, because I can be driving. Okay, let me give you an insight of what I mean by adrenal shock. I'm like the queen of adrenal shock. Okay. Because I'll be driving in my fucking car and be like, and get like, did I leave my such and such? Did I leave my purse? When I worked at Courtney's office, uh-huh, I would forget my purse sometimes at the office because I would just grab my keys and leave. And my purse would be often a drawer that I didn't open very often, only in the morning every day, you know? Yeah. So I would just forget. I would be just jetpack on my way. So I'd be driving, be like, did I leave my purse? Or did I leave my phone? Or, oh my God, did I grab this? I just find any reason to double, you know, mm-hmm, like second guess myself or something of that nature. So I, being the queen of adrenal shock, I have really had to do a lot to try to regulate my nervous system. That is something that I think is very valuable for people to understand they need to do.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Reactive we are.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Super reactive, right?
Right, yeah.
So this this solar plexus week, that's one of the biggest things that I noticed is conscious breath. Because, you know, we just come out of sacral, rocking and rolling out of sacral with the cold plunge, just like on a spiritual high. I'm like, yeah, I'm in it to win it. Just feeling good. Just not even being aware of what lie dormant off in that solar plexus. I hadn't really experienced a lot of adrenal shock here prior to June. I had really balanced myself out that month of May. I had let go of old realities, old paradigms, and focused and centered and honed in on myself. And then I just completely changed my life again, you know, back into a cycle, back into a pattern. And then here we are coming into the solar plexus. I'm creating this life I want to live. We're talking about these amazing plans that we have for the ourselves and the collective. And then for me personally, I hit a wall.
Yeah.
I hit an emotional maturity wall where I couldn't, there's no progressing. There's only victimization. There's only poor, pitiful me's. There's only why me, why me? And it's because of you.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it's because of you, Holly. Mm-hmm. What are the you's that are in the way? What are the old realities? What are the old, you know, stories I'm still reliving in my mind, where I'm just not getting it? What in the fuck? That was it. And it was just over and over again. That's it, Holly. That's it, Holly. It's just you. What are the stories you're reliving right now that you're standing in your own way? But you don't want to see that when you're kicking and screaming against that wall, throwing your head against it, knowing what you have to do, knowing what you're needing to do, but can't figure out why you just can't do it. Mm-hmm. But it took me being in one of the darkest places, that familiar chaos, that familiarity, or whatever that word is. Mm-hmm. It was familiar. It felt like this is what happens to Holly when Holly gets a little under the weather, a little stressed, a little bit too boundaries crossed, a little too much. She can't think with the right mind, or she can't think with her heart. All she can think with in those moments are how to end whatever she's going through in the most survivalist way. Not with any common sense. Not with any heart. And that was just the repetition for the week. Knowing what I need to do. Knowing there was a reason why. Knowing what was the boundary that was crossed. And just observing all of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And just really being like, why? Why did you do this? Why did you allow that? You did this. Nobody else. But I wasn't giving myself the love and the grace to process through anything. Mm-hmm. Old stories, old habits die hard. Continuing to live over and over again in that pity mindset instead of being proactive with what to do to be better, feel better, do better. That was my darkest shadow in my solar plexus, was the victim that was resentful. Mm-hmm. But that's the reward at the end of it, Christy, for me.
Yeah.
That was the reward. I went through hell and back during the solar plexus.
Yeah.
Reviewing and viewing, dissecting, putting back together all of my patterns and toxic behaviors. that I just refuse to be a part of. I just refuse to acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. And just, it's because I have a kind heart. It's just because I'm a good person. It's just because of this. It's just because of that. But that's what was creating like the resentment within me.
Right.
It was like, no, it's just because you're people pleasing. That's cute, Holly. You know, I had to get out my petty voice to myself for a moment and say, no, stop. You're acting ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Your pure, beautiful heart is one of the best things and best by far about you. You don't have boundaries. Stop people pleasing. Come on. That's my mammal talking, you know? Like, yeah. That's my mammal coming out to tell me that. Like, baby, we ain't doing this again. Figure it out. Why are you trying to be mad? Why are you trying to stay angry? Why do you want to be here? But I don't. And I won't. So I just better move around. And that's, you know, ultimately the goal. This last week was like, okay, turn this fucking rage, this anger, this resentment, flip it, polarize it. What's the polarity to this? Those three things with the plunge really made me hone in on, okay, I can personally take myself from one extreme side to the next. But I have to just allow myself to do it, mm-hmm. you know? And that's what I did. I just kept telling myself, you're going to get through it, you're going to get through it, you're going to get through it, and I did. And here we are, going into the heart to really bask in the reward of pulling through the solar plexus and grabbing all the sludge and releasing it mm-hmm. to nestle into the heart. And that's where we're going next, into that heart. And I think you have to clear a lot of muck and mud to get there. And that, I mean, like, that's been my experience throughout the week. That's it. That was it. That's repetition of cycles, toxic patterns and behaviors, and allowing it to stay and just disguising it as, oh, it's okay because you're a good person. It's okay. They need you. It's who you are. It's okay for you to be here. But it's not. Because mm-hmm. then it puts you out of balance.
Yeah.
I had to witness death in me again. Death and rebirth. My solar plexus blocks that I really honed in on and nurtured rather than pointed my finger at and said, you're so bad. You're disgusting. Rather nurtured it and said, I see why you think this. I understand why you think this. I understand why you've allowed this to be your trigger into why you do this act of service or this toxic people-pleasing behavior. This is where your trigger is, and this is what happens. Can you notice it now? And stop it from ever progressing into something where it begins resentment and it begins those things that are not valuable to hold on to. And I really do feel like that this last week did that for me. It did it. And I'm sure and I'm positive that when we do another challenge where we cleanse and we balance and realign, or if we don't ever have to, where we can say, hey, I am connected to my body now. That challenge connected me to my body because I really feel it.
Yeah.
I do. I feel like this challenge is connecting me to my whole self. And it feels rewarding. it didn't when I was thinking of death.
Right.
It didn't when I was thinking of how do I end everything that makes it hard. Oh, well, it's your life. I had to watch myself decay in my thoughts. That's how deep the hurt got during the solar plexus. So, yes, I'm on the other side of where I began this journey on the solar plexus. Yes, I am on the other side of it. And I can see the value in what that pain taught me now. I see the wisdom. I get it. But I couldn't see it for the 24 hours I was stuck in thinking intrusive thoughts that felt so low vibrational that I didn't even want to be here anymore. Yeah. That's how getting in my own way hurt the most. It makes me just want to end everything. Because it's me. It is never outside of me. It's me. And I get that. And that's what the solar plexus busted wide open in my mind. Like it said, here, you want to see? All right, here you go, sis. Were you prepared? Were you ready? Did you want to see that? How do you feel about it? I mean, all the things, all the questions. Mm-hmm. And I sat there with myself for that 24 hours that I felt that way. And I answered the questions to myself. I held space for myself. And in the same time that I'm going through what I'm going through, you're going through what you're going through. And I think that that's what is not only special and then the most morbid ways that I can say, hey, I think it's really special that we were having these morbid thoughts together at the same damn time. You know what I mean? Yeah. How is that special? Well, it's special because it just shows the actual work we're putting into clearing out those things that are holding us back, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't want to really dab too far into what you're going to talk about, Chrissy, because I think I want to be able to hold space for you to really dive into what your week looked like. But my week really looked like I'm falling into my heart. And when I come into my heart, I'm making money moves. I'm making green moves. And I'm making big moves. And I know that coming into my heart because I released so much of that darkness in my solar plexus. So thank you so much for allowing me to do this challenge with you and bringing it to, you know, this reality, Chrissy, because without this challenge, I wouldn't have pressed myself to dive farther into why I am the way I am. I dive into myself a lot. So, but this challenge has challenged me in the most profound ways, where I've truly been able to give myself the most love and grace, because I feel that from you. I feel that from Walker Wellness here, where we come on Sundays and have church, because this is church to me. This is how I talk to God. Mm-hmm. This is God. This is love. And so I'm grateful for you bringing this to the reality that we're in today. And I'm grateful for Walker Wellness for holding the space and the vibration for us to have this conscious conversation with each other. What better place than Walker Wellness? You know what I mean? Am I right?
No, you are totally right.
Am I right?
Right.
I'm so grateful to be here and do this because it is always a safe space here. I feel it, I know it, and I allow myself to release and receive the gifts here that are given to me. So being here, I'm grateful. Coming out of the solar plexus, I'm bright. I am the sunflower. I am holding my sunflower and I'm ready to walk into my heart. I doubted if I was gonna be ready to leave my solar plexus. I told you, Chrissy. I think we might need another fucking week on the solar plexus.
I know.
Because, come on. Come on. It was tough. And I'm glad we didn't do another week. I am glad that I was able to say enough.
Enough.
I'm glad I was happy to say enough. And I'm glad I was able to say, you have done it, Holly. You observed, you witnessed, you processed, you released, you transmuted. Here you are. You're in your heart. Let it go. You did the work. Move on. Don't get stuck. Don't get stuck. Clear. Go. That was what it was. And I was like, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to see that. I'm ready for the heart. And I can't wait for what the heart is going to display for you all. It's going to be beautiful, right?
It is going to be beautiful.
I think it's going to be beautiful because we're ready for our heart. We're ready. But thank you all for holding space. I would love for, Christy to share her experience with you all because it is profound as well. Go ahead, Christy. Follow up in your heart space. Tell me how it is. What'd your week look like?
Well, my week looked like, I started off, every morning I would get up and go to the park in my neighborhood and just kind of go walking and, sunbathe and watch the sunrise, and give myself a cleanse and really trying to dive really deep down into my solar plexus. And, then, come the week, I'm doing that constantly. And then come Saturday, I was celebrating myself pretty much all week for my sobriety.
Right.
Because I knew it was coming up. So I was mentally preparing myself. I was, working that solar plexus, like, oh my gosh, just thinking to myself, like, dang, girl, you really made it 3 years.
So you celebrated yourself all week?
Yeah, pretty much. I celebrated it, like...
You were in your heart, like cleansing your solar plexus, but you're in your heart because you are celebrating your sobriety.
Correct.
Okay.
So, thank you. I was just going out walking and then running, but come by like the week, by the end of the week, I started feeling very, I started feeling like very heavy emotionally.
Okay.
I started, having like emotions come up in my head and I started feeling really guilty. I started feeling really...
On Saturday?
It was mostly like Friday.
Okay, so this started Friday night or Friday day?
Probably like after we got back from... the lake. Well, because while I was at the lake, I also gave myself a really Reiki cleanse on my solar while I was sunbathing.
Yes.
So I did that. You were
out there soaking up the sun.
I was up there soaking up the sun and doing, my energy work, but for me, it just took a lot of, it was a lot of emotions started coming up. So by Saturday, midday, I don't know. I felt really sad. I started feeling really sad. And I couldn't figure out, like, if it was from, like, me.
Okay.
Or if it was something, because I felt like a familiar feeling. Like, why am I feeling so sad?
But it was normal for you to feel these ways when?
If I've ever, like, when I've gotten triggered before.
Okay, so this is a triggered emotion.
I can probably say yes, because like I was in my head. Mm-hmm. By this time I'm in my head and I'm having all these thoughts, all these emotions, about like feeling guilty, because of like the past events that have happened, what I'm going through.
But
it was mostly like...
You were exhausted too Friday evening because it was so hot at the lake.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I can agree. But I don't know what happened, to be honest. Like, it's like a part of me was still holding on to the old me, and then like I started feeling really guilty.
Do you think guilt was trying to bring Cece to the front to protect Christy? Do you think that was what brought her back?
Yeah, I do. Because, you know, I feel like it was just like, it was a lot of sadness in my heart. I felt really sad. Like, whenever I went through my sobriety. I'm going to get really emotional right now. Okay. I did it alone. You know? I was really sad. For many reasons. And this was like a familiar feeling for me. And it was like, as soon as I got in the car from leaving, I was like, oh my gosh. I know. It's like, it was really weird. It's almost like it wasn't even me. Like, right. I know it wasn't me. You know, because I was feeling the same feeling, the emotions that I felt 3 years ago. And I was like, oh, oh shit. Wait. What's, I had to sit with myself. Sat with myself. And it was like, it was a constant battle in my head between my old self and my new self. Like, I had someone in my ear telling me that I was not good enough, that everything was my fault. There was a lot of guilt. To where it made me feel really sad. And I, at one point, I felt like, why do you even want to be here?
Yeah.
If this is how you're really feeling. It was like, I had a whole ass conversation with myself. Mm-hmm. Oh, what, now you're going to be weak? You're going to go back to the old self? Is this what you're trying to do? You're thinking about going and getting a bottle of tequila and wine so that you can get fucked up? Why? How is that going to change anything for you?
So, oh, wow.
So, letting go, you know, because when I went through my sobriety, grant me, okay, when I went through my sobriety in 2020, shortly after, like, it happened on, like, the 31st, right? So I became a Reiki practitioner shortly after August 22nd. So then I began the energy healing part of my journey.
Yeah.
So you got to think 2020, 2021, for 6 months, I had to figure out how I'm going to be able to go through the sobriety by myself. And I told myself that you got this, and I had to do it. I did a cold turkey.
Yeah.
Like, cold turkey.
I can and I will. I know myself.
Yes. And so, thank you for that. So, yes, what I did not realize is how lonely it was going to be for me. And how sad it was going to be for me. I didn't realize at that moment, you know, that this is what I was going to go through. And I just sat in solitude. And then I had, you know, family events happen and then have to focus on that. So I've never really actually really dived so deep into my sobriety and say, hell yeah, this is a fucking big deal. Fucking did it. So that week, it helped me realize, like, bitch, you did a damn thing. You did this.
Yes, you did.
You did this. And so when I had the sadness come up to me on Saturday, it was like, why am I feeling these same feelings? This is familiar to me. I've already healed from that. What I had not healed from that is emotionally healed. Mm-hmm. I've healed energetically, heart and mind. But I was still getting triggered by the thoughts of me still being in that same place that I once was 3 years ago, that I really never felt
until this time. And I felt that feeling of sadness that I felt going through my sobriety alone. And it took me to even a dark space in my life where I was like, when I went through that, the first, you know, the before my sobriety and me going through things in life that, you know, at some point, you know, you're so low in your life that you think, I don't even want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
So these thoughts started coming again. And I was like,
this ain't me.
This is not me. Why am I feeling so sad? I was crying. Immediately when I got in my car, I was crying. I cried the whole way home. Like, I was probably, like, I was so zoned out. Crying and crying and crying. And I got home and I just cried myself to sleep. And just trying to figure out, why am I crying? What am I feeling right now? What is this that I'm feeling? Why am I feeling these emotions? What is it that I have to let go? Are these, is this even my feeling? Are these my emotions? Or is this somebody, or this is just something that I'm supposed to be feeling? So when I'm, while I'm laying there, I'm having all these freaking crazy thoughts going in my head. And I'm like, oh no, what is going on? Why are we thinking like this, Christy? What is it? I'm laying in my bed and I'm like, no, you've already been through this. This is stuck emotions. This is emotions that you never really got to celebrate you in a way that you deserved. You never really got to feel what it's really like to turn your pain into power. So I'm laying there and I'm putting a whole ass story in my head of how I'm gonna do everything, because at this point I'm like, yeah, right. You're going to turn your pain into power? Oh, yeah. How? Like, no, this is what we're going to do. You're going to go in there. You're going to go into your... Like, I had a whole conversation with me and described how I was going to drown myself in my emotions and be just done. Just done. And then I wanted to go back to that place. Drive myself back to that place where I remember where I was last. Yes. And then I was like, no, we're not doing that. It's not even worth it. We've already healed. And I started telling myself, I started recognizing and started playing everything that happened within the last 2 years. And had to forgive myself once again and feel it and release it. And know that I have to trust the universe. I have to know that what I've gone through has the solitude that I needed to sit with myself. It's what made me know who I am, to help me understand myself.
So all the time that you sit in solitude when you were going through your changes, when you were getting sober, rather looking at them like, why wasn't anyone there for me? Rather recognizing it now, like that's what made me as powerful as I am now, because now I know me.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I believe you. I see it.
Yes, that's exactly... It was a lot of shame, a lot of guilt, a lot of, why me? Why God? If I was... Why didn't you let me just die that night? Why? Why am I reliving this moment right now? And it's like, because... You need to feel this shit.
You need to remember your power.
You need to remember your power. And you need to remember who you are. You are not CC anymore. You are Christy.
Yeah.
And something just clicked. And I was like, battling thoughts. Boom, boom, boom. They were just like, bing, bing.
Bing, bong.
It was like, a, you know, like those games where you'd be like, ding, 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 ding. That's what it, I was like, ding, 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 ding.
I just see you playing a pinball machine by the way you was moving your finger, ding, 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 ding. I'm like, you're going to pull the
every the time, ball every time I had to pull myself back and pull that ball back. Like,
hey.
No, you know, trying to make it go. But it's, you know, like, you try to, like, not let it fall into, you know, ding, the, ding, to ding, the middle. And it's like, ding, 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 ding. You're just like, no, stop, stop.
Yes.
Stop. Right now, you are powerful. You can overcome. You've overcame a lot of things. Get out of your head right now. And then that moment, I got up. And then I knew I was coming into my heart. Because now what I was releasing, the guilt, the shame, the people pleasing, the every emotion that I felt, the loneliness, the sadness, the everything.
The super low the vibrational feelings.
Yes, to where it was a battle in my head, you know. And then I was like, nah, you ain't gonna beat me today. No, no. So I got up and I forced myself up. I literally forced myself up, you know. And then, you know, I have children staying at my house, so I'm grateful for them, because at that moment, like, I told myself, I had to, like, oh, shit, I have children here in my home. I gotta snap out of it. And then I was like, and it reminded me, like, whenever that night that I was like, I just want to die. I just want to die.
Mm.
I was like, no, what about your kids? And then I was like, wait, I don't want my kids to find me like this.
Shit.
So just that reminder. Reminded me of who I am.
Yeah.
And who I became. And who I was is not Cece anymore. I'm not that person anymore.
Yeah.
And I had to overcome the pain that I was still holding on.
Sure.
That was tough. But I'm super grateful that we did this challenge.
Me too.
Because it's really has taught me to really dive down and to feel the emotions and to really feel, you know, and really release it, and really help me to observe and recognize that I am a strong person and I'm very kind and loving. And I know that I am powerful. I am powerful, and I overcame this battle that I was having in my head. It was so dark. Like, it was dark. Like, I planned the whole, when I tell you, I was visualizing exactly how everything was going to go down. And this is for me, like, I thought to myself, this is not me.
Correct.
This is not me. It's like those old feelings of your emotions, you know, whenever, you know, well,
this is familiar, but this is not me.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, but I cleansed myself, and I told my old self, no, we're not going back, and we're not gonna drown ourselves in wine or not judging anybody, but, you know, this is how I used to cope back whenever I was, you know, going through a lot of events in my lifetime. Yeah. You know, as we all do.
Absolutely. We all go through those times. You're right.
You know, but I didn't want to go. It's like almost like, do you ever see like a person that's like in the shadow, and then there's like the old you just kind of like grabbing, like, no, don't let go.
Don't let go. Don't.
Yeah. It's almost like, no. And you're like just walking, like, get off of me. Off of me.
Enough.
I'm enough. I'm in a point of my life that I understand. And I also understand and I feel that I had to go through those feelings and those emotions, because when I began, I didn't never, you know, I didn't feel. Now it's feeling it, getting down to the core, and I'm like, oh, it helped me recognize a trigger in my thoughts. It helped me recognize the feeling of being triggered and going back into my thoughts. It helped me recognize what it was like to have a battle between my thoughts and still be able to overcome that, you know, working through our solar. Like, it was, for me, it was very emotional, but it was, I'm grateful that I was able to only be in those thoughts and in emotions for, like you said, 24 hours. Like, we were 24 hours. It was just like 24 hours. It still makes me sad just even thinking that I even had those thoughts here later, 3 years. You know, it made me really sad to even think that. But I know that this is something that we have to, it was something that I had to feel so that I can come into my heart space and then be like, oh, you know, and.
Yeah. Consciously acknowledging it. That was so super cool of you to do, because we don't a lot. We don't. And then we just.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. No. You know, if for me, immediately, if anybody knows me, and if you're listening to this podcast, and if you know me, you know I'm a happy person. You know I always have a smile. And I remember when I left, I only remember saying to you, all right, bye. Have fun. And I was just like, you couldn't think of nothing else? You're like, no, we're exhausted. We just want to cry. And then, yeah. So it was mentally, I think I'm probably, am I repeating myself? Okay. yeah, it was a lot, but it, you know, I got through it. And then the next day, you know, I was back to being myself with, you know, a smile, loving myself, walking with grace and saying, you know what, I can and I will walk this earth being Christy. And I am going, you know, I am not the old me. And I should not feel guilty for things that happen in my life. Because sometimes it takes a lot of understanding of people.
Yeah.
You have to understand the person when they act or become out of character. You know?
Yeah.
And I understand myself, and I had to forgive myself because I know it wasn't me.
It was Patricia.
It wasn't me, you know? So the guilt and the shame, I had to let all that go. And once I did all that and accepted it and acknowledged it and recognized it and all those feelings and emotions, it was like I woke up like...
feeling brand new.
Feeling brand new. Hello, who it is?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And I went back into my routine, started, you know, going back and accepted a lot of things that were hard for me. But it was a constant battle in my head for that. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the experience that we've, the journeys that we're on, for the challenge. Because the solar plexus was really tough for me. Just talking about my sobriety was really tough. Yeah. this is my first time talking about it, you know, so I hope that it helps someone. You know, for me, I hope my sharing my story with someone helps, and knowing that you're not alone, you know, don't allow to have that constant battle in your head. Be stronger. Know that you're strong. Know that you have the power to overcome anything you really set your mind to, and try to shut off those crazy thoughts, those negative thoughts, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you for allowing me to share my story here with you, because it was really hard for me to share because, again, of all the emotions that I was feeling inside.
Yeah.
You know? Uh-huh. So thank you for allowing me to share this with you guys. And I hope that you guys enjoyed it. And just know that you can and you will, and you have the power. We have the power.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, yeah. So thank you for listening. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Frosha.
I wanted to share something with you guys, something that I wrote while I was in the space that I talked about. So 3 years ago, I surrendered to God. I accepted the change after having my first NDE. I remember laying in the shower, waking up, and I remember just hearing a voice in Spanish saying, ¿Ya te llenaste? ¿Ya? ¿O quieres más? Meaning, are you tired? Are you done? Or do you want more? In my mom's voice. I didn't know I was going to lose family and friends on this journey of becoming sober. It took a lot of understanding, forgiving to myself and others. I am grateful for my friends that are considered my sisters, and my family who supported me through my journey. When I mean family, I mean my sisters, my friends that I consider family. I think I might have, I just want to say thank you. I am grateful for you all. I am loved and supported for who I am. Thank you. It took a lot of pain and sadness in my heart, especially these last 2 years. And I gotta say, I made it through. There were days I wanted to buy a bottle of wine or a tequila and just get really messed up. And then I remembered who the fuck I was, and I turned my pain into power. I sat in solitude cocooning, wondering, how am I going to live without my family? And I stopped there, because when I was so wrapped up in having thought my family, I made new family. Just because we have a title to people doesn't mean they're really, really connected to you. Does that make sense? So at that moment, that's when I realized I'm not alone. I'm surrounded by angels. I'm surrounded by my mom. Mm. And I had to acknowledge, I had to embrace that. I had to recognize. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us for the podcast. In all realness, thank you all so much for being here with us, sharing space with us, and allowing us to pour out our souls to you all. I wanted to end this podcast by saying you are not alone. You are never alone. And when you're going through things and you feel as if you are alone and you feel like there's no other alternative, please don't give up. There are resources out there. You can dial 988. That is the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. There is the National Hopeline Network for Suicide and Crisis, which is 1-800-442-4673. That's 1-800-442-HOPE. I love you all very much. And I know that with the way that things go in our day-to-day lives, life is hard sometimes. And I just want you to know that you are not alone. I'm going to say that 17,000 more times just until you understand. These intrusive thoughts are not your own. They are made up realities and stories that tell you that you're not good enough, but you are. And you deserve the most. When you're feeling these ways, do not hesitate to reach out. And if you don't feel like you can reach out, try to sit with yourself and try to find little small things that bring you joy. Small memories, certain smells of food, your favorite food, an act of loving awareness that brings you to your center of your heart. But remembering you're not alone and you are loved and you are light. Next week, we will dive into our heart chakra. We will take you through a beautiful journey of what it's like to live day to day in our heart, to where we bask in what we can create with loving awareness. Thank you all so much for joining us for this pretty deep and personal solar plexus podcast. But we really, really, really look forward to seeing you next week. Bye.
Bye.